William Harvey was an English physician and academic, born in the middle of the 16th century. He made influential contributions to anatomy and physiology. He studied at King's College in Canterbury, then went to Cambridge. He travelled through France and Germany to Italy and studied and stayed for a while at the University of Padua. He died in Roehampton, England in 1657. Historians tell us that he was the first known physician to describe completely and in detail the systematic circulation of the blood being pumped to the brain and the rest of the body by the heart, though earlier continental medics had discovered something similar. The role of the heart in our bodies is something we are all familiar with. We are conscious of our hearts. We know when it races. We know when it tells us to slow down. We can take our own pulse. But more than just physical health, we sense the place of the heart in our emotional and spiritual lives. We draw images of a heart for love. We use all kinds of expressions like, "His heart was not in it," or "She has a kind heart," or "My heart is broken." It should not be strange to us then that Jesus reveals his love for us often using the same image, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a divine and human heart. Devotion to the Sacred Heart has a long history dating back to the medieval period in the church, but the development of the popular devotion today dates to the 17th century with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, a French nun, who was recorded as having many apparitions of the Sacred Heart in her convent chapel in Paray-le-Monial between the year 1673 and 1675. Other saints are associated with devotion to the Sacred Heart, of course, Claude de la Colombière especially, and also Blessed Clelia Merloni and countless others. We are all familiar with the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, revealing the heart which burns with love for you and me. A heart which is broken when we run away, but a heart whose mission is to constantly call us back. It would be good now to remind ourselves of the 12 promises of our Divine Lord to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the middle of the 17th century, promises made to all those who have devotion to his Sacred Heart. So here are those 12 promises from the Lord himself. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will give peace in their families and will unite families that are divided. I will console them in all their troubles. I will be their refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow the blessings of heaven on all their enterprises. Sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Tepid souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall rise quickly to great perfection. I will bless those places where the image of my Sacred Heart will be exposed and honored, and will imprint my love on the hearts of those who wear this image on their person. I will also destroy in them all disordered movements. I will give to priests who are animated by a tender devotion to my Divine Heart the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. Those who promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be effaced. And the last and greatest promise. I promise you in the excessive mercy of my own heart that all my powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence. They will not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My Divine Heart will be their safe refuge in this last moment. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my hope in you. William Harvey, English medic, was born in 1578, 443 years ago on this day.